Exodus chapter 23. You shall not raise a false report. Do not join the wicked in being a false witness. You shall not be a follower of the powerful in wicked deeds, and you shall not testify in a dispute by leaning towards the powerful, so perverting the course of justice. Neither shall you favour the needy in his dispute. If you come across your enemy's ox or donkey, which is straying, you shall return it to him without fail. If you see the donkey of someone who hates you lying under its burden, and you would decline to help it, you shall certainly help it. You shall not pervert the course of justice for the poor man among you in his dispute. Avoid false statements, and do not kill the innocent and righteous, for I will not pronounce the wicked righteous. And you shall not accept a bribe, for the bribe blinds the sighted and subverts the words of the righteous. And you shall not oppress the foreigner, for you know the feelings of the foreigner, for you were foreigners in the land of Egypt. Now for 6 years you shall sow your land and gather its produce. But in the seventh year you shall leave it uncultivated and leave it fallow, so that the poor among your people may eat, and the wild animals can eat what they leave. So shall you also do with your vineyard and your olive grove. For 6 days you can do your business, but on the seventh day you shall rest, in order that your ox and your donkey should rest, and the son of your maidservant and the foreigner should be refreshed. And you shall take heed of everything that I have said to you. And you shall not make mention of the name of other gods. It shall not be heard from your mouth. 3 times per year you shall hold a festival to me. You shall keep the festival of unleavened bread, when for 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, as I commanded you, at the set time in the month of Abib, for in it you came out of Egypt, and none shall see my face empty-handed. And the festival of the harvest, the first fruits of your labours, that which you sow in the field. And the festival of the ingathering, at the end of the year, when you gather your produce from the field. 3 times per year all your male population shall appear in the presence of the Lord, the Lord. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, and the fat of my festival shall not remain until the morning. You shall bring the prime first fruits of your land to the house of the Lord your God. You shall not cook a goat kid in its mother's milk. Behold, I am sending an angel out before you to keep you on the way, and to bring you to the place which I have prepared. Be circumspect with him and obey him. Do not provoke him, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is central to him. But if you diligently obey him and do everything that I say, then I will be an enemy to your enemies, and I will be an adversary to your adversaries. For my angel will go in front of you, and bring you to the Amorite and the Hittite, and the Perizzite and the Canaanite and the Hevite and the Jebusite, and I will annihilate them. You shall not worship their gods, and you shall not serve them, and you shall not do what they do, but you will utterly demolish them and thoroughly shatter their idolatrous statues. Rather, you will serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will remove any sickness from your community. You will not miscarry or be infertile in your land. I will fill the number of your days. I will send dread of myself ahead of you, and I will rout all of any nation which you come to, and I will make all your enemies turn their backs to you. And I will send wasps in front of you, and they will drive out the Hevite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite before you. I will not drive them out before you in 1 year, so that the land does not become a desolation, and wild animals increase against you. Little by little I will drive them out before you, until you increase in number and inherit the land. And I will set your border from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines, and from the desert up to the river. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you will drive them out before you. You shall not make a covenant with them or with their gods. They will not dwell in your land, so that they do not make you sin against me. For if you were to serve their gods, it would be a snare to you.